Blog Talk Radio.
And you are here today because anyone who ever bet against you was wrong. Because any obstacle that ever dared get in your way, no matter how invincible it may have seemed, it was defeated by your innate power to overcome. You are here today because you are powerful beyond measure. Stop denying yourself of this truth. Your greatest self has been waiting your entire life. Don't you dare make it wait any longer.
A Better Today welcomes you to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free with host, speaker, writer, and personal coach, Steve Maraboli. Steve and his expert guests take you on a quest for truth and highlight philosophies and strategies that help you release your greatest self. It's time to focus on your potential instead of your limitations. Here's your host, Steve Maraboli.
Hey, welcome. You're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. As always, you are welcome to participate with this show. You know it, no matter where you're listening, no matter how you're listening, you can participate through AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. That's one word, ABT Radio Show. You could also participate through our website. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. Just tell us who you are, where you're from, and feel free to ask a question. Today we're going to be talking about being perfectly imperfect. We're going to look in the mirror a little bit. We're going to look in our minds a little bit, and we're going to talk about the truth of your journey, the truth of who you are, what you are, and more importantly, who you're not and what you're not. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it being real. But first, of course, I want to say hello to the A Better Today community. Let's never stop living that power of one, one kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. Get out there and participate in this journey. Stop just dreaming about it. Stop just thinking about it. Stop just talking about it. Stop just wishing everyone else would do something about it. Stop just wishing. Get out there and make a difference. Make a difference in your day. Make a difference in someone else's day. Get out there and participate in this beautiful, beautiful human experience. I know that it's angelic to talk about the spiritual existence. I know it. I feel it. I'm there with you. I think that it's beautiful. It's poetry. It's poetry. And for many years, it has been and will continue to be poetry. But you know what's amazing is that it doesn't have to stop there. You can get out there and make a difference and show the poetry of your humanity. And that way we could have a poetic record of our entire existence, not just our thoughts, but our entire existence. Get out there and start slowly. The power of one. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. Get out there and make a difference. Then we'll argue about whose gods are right and whose philosophies are right and who does this, who does that. Well, let's argue about that later. That'll be coffee table conversation at other times. Let's get out there and make a difference first. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. Let's get to the show. Perfectly imperfect. What does that even mean? What does it mean to be perfectly imperfect? Well, I would love to say that we're all perfect, because that's true. Yet everything in society has taught us that that can't be true, and it would turn me into an idealist and say, oh, Steve, he's a huggy-feely idealist. He just said we're all perfect, and apparently he's never met my neighbor, and apparently he's never met my ex-wife or my ex-husband. So Steve he's lost his head in the cloud. So I can't tell you that you're perfect because you don't understand the dynamic of my reasoning for telling you this. So instead I say you're perfectly imperfect. Imperfect by society's standards. We've all got things that maybe we turn a little red in the face if other people knew about. Maybe when we look in the mirror, there's some adjustments we'd want to make in our lives. Maybe there's some adjustments we like to make in our history. Some make it in the history as they share with others. Maybe there's something imperfect we see about ourselves that we would like to change, that we're not so happy with, that we would like to see different. And I want to talk about that. I want to talk about what that even means. Well, what about you is imperfect, and how do you figure, and how dare you say that? Also, let's talk about what we can change. How I can justify saying something like we're perfect. How dare I say such a thing when we know that this world is filled with imperfections. So what about you in your life? Tell me what's imperfect in your life. What's imperfect? Everything that you want to change because it's imperfect, right? And you know better. You know better, and you want it to change, and you've wanted it to change for years. You've wanted it to change for years, and so you've adopted philosophies, and you've adopted gurus, and you've adopted drugs, and you've adopted whatever it is, habits, to cope with the fact that you want to change something. And I think it's so interesting that the only thing we haven't adopted was the habit that will actually change it. We've adopted so many ways of dealing with what we want to change. And yet we have left orphaned the habit of changing it. We will join support groups. We'll get on the latest fad. We'll talk to others who want to do the same thing and join other support groups and other latest fads. But none of us just go do it. I hear this all the time. These are the emails I get. Steve, I hear what you're saying about wanting to do something and wanting more, but I don't know what to do. And I want to lose weight, Steve. I want to lose weight. I've eaten too much. I've exercised too little, and I want to lose weight. So I joined a group in my local community. I joined this group, and we're all talking about our plans, and it's really great, Steve. We're feeling good about each other. They turned into my friends. Steve, they turned into my friends. And we email, and we text, and we Facebook, and we tweet. We do all these things that are fantastic. We meet every Monday and Thursday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. or 9 a.m. to 12, whatever, 1 hour, 2 hour, twice a week. This is an amazing support group, Steve. But I'm not seeing the results. And then some people are happy and thankful, and other people are less happy and less thankful when my response is, don't go to the meeting and spend that hour or two exercising. That'll work better than any meeting you could ever go to. If you want to lose weight, the prescription is not meeting. It's get your ass out there. And this is what gets lost. This is what gets lost in a society that tells you that you're imperfect to begin with. You're imperfect because of your thoughts based on society. And really, it sounds a little dramatic when I say it that way, like there's a big conspiracy. But it's not a conspiracy for your soul, but instead it's a conspiracy for your dollar. So unless you grow up, you know what's interesting? I'm going to sidetrack for a second. What's interesting is as I understand the self-help and spiritual industry around the world, the huge market is here in the United States. And the markets get smaller and smaller and smaller. And what I'm starting to notice, and maybe someone else will do some sort of research on this. I'm not that interested in it that I would authentically research it. But what I am starting to notice is that in every other country, the self-help industry is smaller and smaller and smaller. And in places that there's little TV, it's even smaller and smaller and smaller. And what's interesting is when you talk to those people, they could be hungry, they could be overweight, they could be all the things that they could be not perfect figure, they could not have the ideal lives, just like the things we complain about. But they don't have the media telling them that they should be unhappy about it. So you talk to them, and they're like, well, why would we have a self-help section? What's wrong with my life? Why should I have a fix-it section if nothing's broken? There's nothing broken. Some people, those people over there have a lot of money. I don't have a lot of money. What should I be upset about that? Or should, you know, they don't even – it sounds funny. It's like they don't even know they should be upset about that. That comes from me, who's been watching TV since I was a kid. Why aren't you upset about that? Don't you know you should not be happy with that? And of course, that's silly. That's a socially conditioned idea. So we are socially conditioned from a young age to almost look for imperfection. There's never been a commercial on TV telling you about a product you shouldn't need or you shouldn't want. There's never been a product saying, hey, you don't need anything, you're fine. Even the ones that are touchy-feely and tell you how great they are, there's some sort of church or some sort of something that's trying to get you to join. So they're like, you're great, you're wonderful, you have everything you need. Come join our church and give us your money. So even them they have some sort of agenda. So we learn from a very young age, those of us who are listening to this kind of show and delving into this kind of psychological renaissance or spiritual renaissance that is the self-help spiritual industry, we tend to be media savvy. We tend to be immersed in today. So we are bombarded consciously and subconsciously by ideals that tell us that we're broken. This is why you've been reading all those self-help books for so many years. You're trying to get the fix. You're trying to fix it. You're trying to fix it. And you're not even broken. That's why you're never going to succeed. How could you fix something that's not broken? And what does it look like? What does the perfect you look like? What does the perfect you look like? Well, the perfect you, I'm going to help you out. The perfect you looks like you. Look in the mirror. That's the perfect you. That's the perfect you. Perfect for what? Well, that's the question you have to answer. That's the question you have to answer. Because the truth is you have everything you need. You have everything you need to fulfill your purpose. Everyone's got a different purpose, a different song played in their heart. It's almost always a song of service in some way, a song of growth, a song of love, compassion, sharing. But it's different. You look perfect when you see yourself as that. And you look imperfect when you see yourself as that. This is a brain. We have a brain that's amazing. We have a brain that is amazing. And that's why we have people, like I was saying, in other countries, or even impoverished people here in the United States, people who don't have access to a lot of media are happier than people who have access to a lot of media. That is the design of a brain. That is a design of humanity that has taught us what we should be seeing, what we should be looking at. They teach you this kind of spiritual envy so that you'll buy, so that you'll purchase, so that you'll continue to feel like you need them. But the fact is you don't. How did you get out of that mess you were in 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago? How did you get out of it? You got out of it by being you. How'd you get into the mess? By not being you. How'd you get into that mess? Every single time you try to be something you're not, it's left a disaster, hasn't it? Every single time. And how'd you get out of it? You came clean. You came clean with yourself. You came clean in your life. You came clean. Being you has never failed you. It is being something else that has never worked for you. And as we get older, I know that as I get older, I think about this all the time. As I think about simplifying my own life, and you adopt this form of truthful living. I try to stay away from authenticity because the gurus all picked that up, and now they're, that became like the plug word. I would like the record to show that I was saying that before it was popular to say that. But now that it's popular to say that, I'm going to move it. I'm going to move over. But you adopt a certain level of truth in your life. That sometimes, or actually more often than not, could be unpopular with those around you, but helps you sleep at night in a way that you can't imagine. I think it was Mark Twain that said something to the effect of, I don't tell lies because then I don't have to worry about my lousy memory. And it's an amazing feeling to be able to be truthful with someone. Unapologetically you. Knowing there's going to be things you're going to be great at. And things you're going to be not so great at. Things you're really going to pick up easy. And things you're not going to pick up easy. Things that people are absolutely going to love and adore you for. And things that they're not going to, not so much feel that way for you. You're going to be you. Do you know that that's all you're designed to be? You're designed to be an ever-enhancing and adjusting version of yourself. You're not broken. You never have been broken. No, you're not broken. I know that you've wanted change in your life, and it hasn't happened. That's not because you're broken. It's because you think you're broken, and you've been moving forward as a person who's broken, who's looking for a fix that isn't coming. How could a fix come for something that's not broken? Of course it's not coming. Nothing works. Nothing fixes me. Of course it's not fixing you. You're not broken. It's just that you're not turning to yourself and saying, who am I? When was the last time you asked yourself, who am I? You've asked yourself, well, what's wrong with me? What can I fix? That you've asked yourself too many times. When you look in the mirror, you say, hey, what's wrong with me? Well, what can I fix? But when was the last time you asked yourself, who am I? And I mean, who are you? I don't mean the bullshit you tell everybody else. I mean, for real, who are you? Who are you when nobody's looking? How much, I need you to listen to me now, how much does it hurt you to know, how much does it hurt you to know that most of the time you get in your own way? How much does it hurt you to know that you get in your own way and you keep doing it? We become masters of pointing the finger at everyone else. But inside, we know. You know where you're your own poison. Why do you think you never ask yourself that question? Because then you're going to come up with an honest answer. Nobody wants to hear that about themselves. It's so much easier to go buy a book that'll tell you how to manifest your dreams. It's so much easier than going out and creating. We know. I talk about marrying your intent and your action. I talk about it in so many ways. The bridge of intent and action is the bridge to success. Or I'll say, marry your intent and action. Or I'll say, when intent and action meet, the offspring is success. Introduce your intent to your action. And when you do that, then success will go out of its way to introduce itself to you. I've said it a bunch of different ways. And you also know it. We celebrate the offspring of intent and action every single day. It's the only thing we celebrate. Somebody writes a book, and we love it. We're celebrating their intent and action created, what their intent and action created. You love Disney? Well, that's somebody's intent and action created. We just celebrated Steve Jobs. Did everyone just say, oh, wow, he was a great thinker? Yeah, people said that. You know what they followed that up with? Because he was a great doer. When was the last time you said, who am I? Because when you say, who am I, and you start answering that question, you can't help but then go, what do I want? And when you start asking yourself, who am I? What do I want? You start realizing I have the ability to do this. Wait a second, I can do this. You're looking to make more money out there? You have the ability within you. You're looking to finally shed those pounds and feel healthier and even look healthier? You can do that. You know this. Those books haven't failed you. You failed you. The gurus haven't failed you. You failed you. The diets haven't failed you. You failed you. That's the truth. Because no matter how many books you buy, there's not one of them that can do a push-up for you. No matter how many gurus you talk to, there's not one of them that could walk that around the block and do that extra mile for you. None of them. We've got to accept. We have to accept that we are perfect for our journey. That's why for most of us, the quest for enlightenment, that's why for most of us, the only thing that's gotten lighter in our quest for enlightenment is our wallet. You're spending that money. You're spending that money. You keep going from one fad diet to the other, and so far the only thing you've lost is a couple $100. Keep spending that money. And it doesn't fix. I keep spending my money. It doesn't fix. I downloaded this seminar and it doesn't fix. I'm fixing, fixing, fixing. And then what happens is you're not broken. You're not broken. You just start recognizing the power you have. And on the flip side, we end up giving away that power. Steve, thank you so much. You changed my entire relationship. Steve, thanks so much. You fixed my marriage. Thank you, but I didn't. I've never met you. I've never met your husband. I've never met your wife. You fixed it. You were inspired to do something, and you did it. You get your ass and celebrate yourself. Don't celebrate me. I appreciate it. I appreciate the email, but don't you dare think for a second that I did it. I reminded you that you can do it, and you did it. How would your life be different if you went about that? How would your life be different if you said, all right, I'm 30 now, I'm 40 now, I'm 50 now, I'm 60 now. I need to stop pointing the finger at everybody else, and I need to start recognizing I may not be perfect, but I'm all I've got. Maybe I'm not as bad as other people have been telling me. I got to be honest with myself and say, I know what to do. You're in a crappy marriage right now? You know what to do. You're in a crappy relationship? You know what to do. You're not feeling good about your health or your appearance? You know what to do. It's not a mystery to you. Don't go buy that book pretending that this book is going to shed light. You know what the issue is. That book isn't going to fix it for you. You got yourself where you're at. Get yourself out. Or perhaps you'll just keep listening. That as you awake in the morning, you have limitless potential in everything you want to do. And if you just think about, envision the new relationship, the new you, the universe flows in accordance with your will. She loves to hear that you want to change, and she lays that change upon the altar of your feet. Would you rather hear that? Because I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that, and you can keep playing that recording over and over again. As your relationship deteriorates more, as your health deteriorates more, as your life deteriorates more, as you start to believe that you're broken. When you start believing that you're broken, you start living like you're broken. When are you going to get sick of living like you're broken? When are you going to get sick of reaching out to others to fix your emotional leaks. When are you going to get sick of it? I got sick of it. When are you going to get sick of it? When are you going to realize just because somebody else can't see the perfection that is you doesn't mean you can't? When are you going to realize that just because somebody can't get out of their own way enough to appreciate your perfection doesn't mean you can't? Just because you're not perfect for every situation doesn't mean you're not perfect for any situation. You aren't designed for every situation. You're designed to be you. Nobody can be you except for you. You are perfectly designed for your journey. When are you going to get sick of telling yourself the lie that you're not? Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. We're going to come back, and I might get to some feedback, or I might keep yapping. We'll see. You can send feedback at AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. That's one word, ABT Radio Show. You could also feedback at our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Empowered Living. I'm Steve Maraboli. Hey, you want to play one of the older Dr. King things because it's quicker. I'm kind of on a roll here, but I need to take a quick drink. So I'm going to play a Dr. King thing. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
If you and Bernard happen to be around when I come to the latter day, in that moment to cross the Jordan, I want you to tell them that I made a request. I don't want a long funeral. In fact, I don't even need a eulogy more than 1 or 2 minutes. I hope that I will live so well the rest of the day. I don't know how long I'll live, and I'm not concerned about that. But I hope I can live so well that the preacher can get up and say he was faithful. That's all. That's enough. That's the sermon I'd like to hear. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful. You've been concerned about others. That's where I want to go from this point on the rest of my day. He who is greatest among you shall be your servant. I want to be a servant. I want to be a witness for my Lord. Do something for others. And don't forget in doing something for others that you have what you have because of others. Don't forget that. We are tied together in life and in the world. And you may think you got all you got by yourself. You know, before you got out here to church this morning, you were dependent on more than half of the world. You get up in the morning and go to the bathroom and you reach over for a bar of soap and that's handed to you by a Frenchman. You reach over for a sponge and that's given to you by a Turk. You reach over for a towel and that comes to your hand from the hands of a Pacific Islander. And then you go on to the kitchen to get your breakfast. You reach on over to get a little coffee, and that's poured in your cup by a South American. Or maybe you decide that you want a little tea this morning, only to discover that that's poured in your cup by a Chinese. Or maybe you want a little cocoa, that's poured in your cup by a West African. And then you want a little bread, and you reach over to get it, and that's given to you by the hands of an English-speaking farmer, not to mention the baker. Before you get through eating breakfast in the morning, you're dependent on more than half of the world. That's the way God structured it. That's the way God structured this world. So let us be concerned about others because we are dependent on others. We'll be right back.
And welcome back. You're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Hey, make sure you check out our websites, bettertoday.com, stevemaraboli.com, and empoweredlivingradio.com. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on YouTube. Be sure to check out our YouTube. I think that you can subscribe on YouTube as well, so in case you want to be updated whenever we put a new video on there. I have great video plans. You know how you might Skype with somebody and you see each other side by side, etc. Well, I think that I'm going to invite some of my author friends to have Skype interviews with me. So video interviews, separate from the show, on separate occasions, have video interviews with me, and I'm going to record them, and then we're going to put those on YouTube. So you'll have the archives, you have the iTunes archives, you'll have the Empower blog archives, you'll have the YouTube videos, and then you'll have YouTube videos of interviews. What the hell else do you want? Are you kidding? How much more do you want me to do? So if you want to subscribe to the YouTube, it's youtube.com/Steve Maraboli. So you can check out that, Facebook, Twitter. And the only thing I ask is that you share the show. Let other people know about this show, the shows that we're doing and the interviews we've done, over 1,000 hours of conversation. So we have a tremendous audience, but it never hurts to get bigger. So tell everyone you know, it's 100% free, always has been, always will be. That's how we do. EmpoweredLivingRadio.com. Today we're talking about being perfectly imperfect. Perfectly imperfect. Sounds poetic. We're poetic. Sometimes not so graceful, but definitely poetic. And we're poetic because there's a story that we're living. We have a story. I have a story. You have a story. Now we have a true story, and then we have the story we tell ourselves and the story we tell other people. But when we recognize in our story, you're going to see the things you think are broken. That they're broken in the story you're telling and not in the reality you're living. The things you think are broken in the story you're telling, but not in the reality you're living. That's true. That's why that victim mentality has been poisoning you all these years. Because that story you're telling yourself is killing you. And it's killing everyone around you too. That's why the smart ones move away from you. Emotionally, maybe physically, because they see it. You know innately. We are so well designed. You can walk in a room and you'll say, I get a bad vibe from this, right? We are designed on a subconscious energy level to feel the stuff that's going to poison us. You meet somebody and you're like, hell no, am I hanging around this person? Poison. That poison, you can be someone's poison or someone's medicine based on your agreement with reality. It depends the story you're telling yourself. That doesn't mean that life doesn't throw things at you. Life throws things at me too. You all know what I think. I'm not a victim. I've got a history of victory. That's the story I tell myself. And that helps me get up, and that helps me deal and cope with the reality that sometimes life is mean, but I have a history of victory. Sometimes life is tough, but I have a history of victory. What's going to happen is going to happen, but it's not going to defeat me. It can't. How could you defeat somebody who's not competing with you? Instead, the story I tell myself is revealed in the life I live, is revealed in why you listen. You listen, as wonderful as I'd love to believe that I am, as dynamic and charismatic as I'd love to claim. You listen because you like the story that I tell myself. You like what I call the song God put in my heart. you like that song and you listen to it every single time you see me move, every single time you see hear me talk. And I've been speaking for years and years trying to get you to understand that you got the same DJ, baby. And you've got the same story. Your life is a story. Every day is an opportunity to write. Every day is an opportunity to write in your story. You get to choose what role people play in your story. And here's another hint, folks, while we're on this analogy. If you are not the hero of your own story, you are missing the entire point of your humanity. If you are not the hero, then somebody else is writing your story. I want you to hear me again. If you are not the hero of your story, it's because somebody else is writing it. It may be written by your fear. It may be written by somebody else. But it is not being written by you. If you are not the hero of your story, you are missing the whole point of your humanity. And in this story, you get to choose. If you wake up and you're saying, oh, same crap, different day, that is a travesty. That is an incredibly violent thing to do to yourself. It is a violent thing to do to yourself, to tell yourself that lie and deny yourself the ability to write in this brand new day on this brand new page. Deny yourself the ability to adjust the character roles that everyone else plays. Deny yourself the ability to turn the page on one of the characters. You don't deserve to be in my book anymore. You were trying to kill me off in my own book. Now I just killed you off in my book. I'm turning the page. When was the last time you were honest enough with yourself to turn the page? Instead of getting stuck in your own story where you're not even the hero. You see, all the people in this world, they all have these stories. They're all writing these books, and you're not the hero in any of theirs. Why would you do the same to yourself? At least be the hero in your own damn book. Be the hero. And have other people play heroic roles. You could have people play heroic roles in your book, in different chapters of your book. But it is a travesty if you are not the hero in this book from beginning to end. Folks, the book ends. The book ends. What'd you write? The book ends. What'd you write? I was imperfect. What'd you write? I wanted to do a bunch of stuff that I never actually did. What'd you write? I wanted to lose weight but never did. What'd you write? I wanted to start a company but never did. I wanted to forgive but never could. What did you write? Did you let someone else write in your book? Every single day. While you were poisoning yourself with the same crap, different day mentality. Or did you finally say, on whatever day, whether it's today or it was a year ago or it's a year from now or maybe you listen to this show 2 years from now. When was the day you grabbed the pen out of anyone else's hand and said, I'm writing this book. I am perfectly imperfect. I am designed for my story. This is my story, not your story. Give me my pen back. This is my story, not your story. I'm turning the page on this situation. I no longer want to hold this victim mentality. I no longer want to live this way. Look what this way has cost me. Look what this way of thinking has cost me. You want to know how you stop a thought process or a series of ways of your behavior? You ask yourself, what has this behavior cost me? has it ever worked for me? And if it's devastating behavior that you want to make changes to, the answer is always going to be no. It's always going to be no. That's the truth about victim mentality behavior. It's the truth about selfish behavior. It's a truth about drama behavior. It's the truth about all these types of behaviors. You know innately that it's not healthy for you. Whether people tell you it or not, you know it innately. Again, the beauty of our design. The beauty of our design is that you are so perfectly imperfect that you already know without reading. Without reading it, without being told it, you already know something needs to be adjusted. Doesn't need to be fixed. You're not broken. There are things that need to be adjusted. Sometimes when I get in my car, I don't need to fix the mirrors. They're not showing me what I need them to show me, but they're not broken. I need to adjust them for them to show me what I need them to show me. I don't need to fix them. I don't need somebody else to fix them. All I need to do is be honest with myself and say, where am I? Where am I going? And why are these mirrors not helping me go there? And then make the adjustments. Grab your book and start writing in your book. The book ends. Folks, the book ends. Start writing in your damn book. Start understanding what goes on in there. Start making yourself a hero. Start changing the story. Today is the story day. On this day, the hero decided to start taking action. On this day, the hero decided that no more just wanting something different, doing something different was going to be the new motto. On this day, the hero decided that no longer am I going to wait for my wife or my husband to finally make the adjustments I want them to make. I'm going to make the adjustments. I'm going to bring the love back. I can't control what they're doing. Maybe your hero recognizes that one of the most powerful things you could ever do in your life is finally get out of the ego-driven mindset that you control anything other than yourself. Oh, how much easier was my life when I realized I can't control anybody but me. Then I realized that's enough. That's hard enough. That's hard enough to navigate through my own bullshit. How could I just want to navigate through somebody else's and try to figure out them and get them to behave the way I want them to behave or to do what I want them to do? How dare I do that to myself or to them? Instead, I recognize that I can control myself and I could live my life in a certain way. And I do. And I stand firm in the knowledge that as I live my life that way, I spiritually throw seeds. My actions are seeds. My words are seeds. My behaviors are seeds. And when those seeds land on fertile soil, then that grows there. And when they don't, it doesn't. That's the way that works. I could wish that it grows in places that I want it to grow. But it doesn't. It doesn't. Instead, I can control myself. Navigate through my own mind, adjust my own mirrors, and go through my journey. Along the way, I'm going to meet more perfectly imperfect people, and I'm not going to have them like I used to. I'm not going to have them be anything other than what they are. I have to recognize that that also means that maybe they're not a fit for me and my journey. But I have to know that they're a fit for their own journey and that I may not be a fit for that journey. But I can be the best version of myself always. That I can do. That's enough. That's enough on my plate. And the best version of myself shares, informs, loves, and that's all you can do. And you can move forward knowing that the greatest compassion you could ever have is for yourself. Because when you have compassion for yourself, you can have compassion for other people. When you have love for yourself, you can have love for other people. When you look to understand yourself, you will understand other people. When you stop judging yourself, you'll stop judging other people. It is a turn inward that frees everything outward. You become the point of origin. So when you turn inward and you understand yourself and you forgive yourself and you go through all that stuff, that's when you find it easy to understand and forgive others. You see that all the time. I see kids who deal with their parents as the kids get older and the emails I get. And, you know, we'll do like relationship shows and that stuff. And I know that I went through this as well. And you say, you know, oh, I was so angry at my parents, and now that I'm older, or now that I had my own kids, now I forgive them, I was able to do that. And we always think that it's a thing of wisdom, and in some ways it is, but not entirely. It's when we look inwards and we forgive ourselves for being that same way that we're able to look at them and say, all right, I could forgive them too. And it goes that same way. Listen, you're just, what are you? Let's be honest. Who are we? We're doing the best we can. Do you have all this figured out? No. What do you think I'm reading and studying and doing all this? Do you think I have it all figured out? No, we do the best we can. I've learned what works. I've learned what doesn't work. And I share. And this is what you're doing too. We're all perfectly imperfect. We're doing the best we can to adjust in our lives for our journey. But one of the most devastating things you can do, what robs people of entire lifetimes, is not seeing yourself as complete. We may not be finished in the sense of growing and adjusting, but we are complete in the sense of everything we need, we have. If you don't have it, it's because you didn't need it. If you don't have it, it's because you didn't need it. But everything you need, you have. You want to make those changes in your life, you have everything you need. If what you want is to control someone else, you don't have it because you don't need it. It sucks sometimes to think that, doesn't it? It sucks. But the reason it sucks is because we're arguing with reality. It's true, whether it sucks or not, it's true. And once you recognize that, that sucky feeling actually turns into the most liberating feeling you can have. Because now, instead of being in charge of so much and trying to manipulate so much, you can just navigate through your own journey. That is liberating. Parents learn this, don't they? You're trying to control your kids. Well, I remember my parents going crazy trying to control me. How'd that go? How'd that go, Mom and Dad? I was 22 years old. They finally thought I got straight. I was straightened up. Their kid was going to go into the FBI, the CIA. They were so excited. Finally, we struggled with Steve. He didn't do any homework ever. He was doing horrible in high school. We talked to him a million times. He never straightened up. He never finished doing well in school. But now we got him into the military. He had a good military career. Now, finally, he's going to have a good professional career in the government. How fantastic. And, folks, you know what happened. You know I had the conversation with my mom and dad saying, nah, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to start a company that's going to help people. I know I have no money, but I'll figure it out. My parents were going crazy. They thought I went crazy. The point is, They could have avoided all that. They would have just let me be who I am. I was perfectly imperfect the whole time. The me who I am right now, I've always been. The oak tree is in the acorn. Don't tell the acorn it's not good enough. It's an oak tree. You just don't see it yet. Don't make the acorn suffer for your lack of vision. Don't make yourself suffer. You may be the seed right now, but there's an oak tree in there. Don't let somebody who doesn't see that steal that from you. There may only be a few good pages, but your book is a powerful novel. What kind is it? Don't let someone else write it for you. Is it a love story? Is it a book of conquering? Is it a book where a disabled showed how enabled they are? Is it a book where somebody who's been through life's most difficult challenges overcame them? Is it a book where not only did they overcome them, but they helped others deal with it? What kind of book is it? Is it a romantic mystery? What kind of book is it? Is it a book about love and celebration of life? Is it a book about what? What does your page say? Does every page say same crap, different day, and you turn the page, same crap, different day? No wonder you don't want to read your book. No wonder you're paying attention to everyone else's book. No wonder you're looking at all the gossip magazines and seeing what this celebrity is doing, and you're more interested in what kind of life a celebrity dog lives than your own life. You know why? Because every page said same shit, different day. I wouldn't want to read it either. And if I met you on the street, I wouldn't want you to read it to me. It would be the first and the last time we ever speak. Can we be real or are we going to be fake? Oh, but if you have a book that's powerful, I don't care what's in it. I don't care how many times you've lost. I've lost. I don't care how many times you've been broke. I've been more broke. I don't care how many times you lied, you cheated, and you steal. You're not going to outdo somebody else. I want to read that book. And I want to be excited to stake. I want to keep you close. I want to keep you close to me so I can watch how you continue to write this book. This now became a book I'm interested in because your book inspires me. Watching you write in your book inspires me to keep writing in my book. When was the last time you were inspired to write your day? I'll tell you when the last time was. I don't care if it was last week, last month, or 10 years ago. It might have been your wedding day 25 years ago. But last time you were inspired, it was because that page finally didn't say same shit, different day. Folks, the book comes to an end. The book closes. The book closes. What does it say? What does it say? Start writing. What does it say? Start writing. Not tomorrow. Start writing today. What does it say? Who wants to read it? Do you even want to read this? If the answer is no, adjust the mirrors. Make the adjustment for your journey. It's not that there's nothing to see. It's that you got to put the windshield wipers so you can clear your vision. It's not that they can't see all around you. You got to adjust the mirror so you can see for this journey. The journey is full. There's plenty to see. There's plenty to do. Do not lie to yourself. Do not steal this from yourself. You hang out with people who are dying, and the stories they tell you come from the pages in the book they've written, and then they remember writing. Nobody on their deathbed ever just laid there and said, oh, same shit, different day. No, they tell you the opposite. They tell you the opposite. It doesn't seem so powerful. It comes from a deathbed, it seems powerful, and I'm just coming to you today from a from a life chair. But we're alive, right? when alive, right. You don't want to be a bucket lister, do you? You want to wait till it's over to do it? You want to wait till you can't do it to do it? You want to wait till it's dying to perform CPR? Or do you want to keep it alive by filling its pages with the wonder and splendor and perfectly imperfection that you are? Turn those mishaps into a comedy. Turn those regrets into lessons learned. Turn those angers and grudges into lessons learned, and turn the page. It's time to let those go. You're holding so many things you can't even pick up the pen. Let those go. Pick up your pen and start writing today. It's the only thing you control. It's the only thing you're designed to control. It's the only thing you will ever control. And yet it seems to be the only thing we don't control. It's the only thing we don't do is the one thing we can do. So let today be the last day that you fill your pages with a redundant, busy nothingness of your victim mentality, with the poison of your selfish behaviors, with the cancer of grudges, regrets, and inaction. And instead, forgive yourself, love yourself, look in the mirror and see your perfect imperfection, and start writing your story. Every day is brand new. Treat it that way. Sing, dance, love, play, forgive, write, write, write. Make every day worth remembering. Make every day worth reading. Make every day worth telling. Because you're the hero of this story. Don't ever forget it. And don't ever forget that this New Yorker loves you. Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Hey, make sure you check out our websites, thebettertoday.com, stevemaraboli.com, and empoweredlivingradio.com. Go out there, write your story. Make a difference. You are amazing. Be unapologetically you. And we'll see you next time. You're listening to Empowered Living. I'm Steve Maraboli. Go make it happen.
A Better Today would like to thank you for listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free.